Or we lost Adam.
Yeah.
He's a goner.
Yeah.
Okay. Benjamin, am I waiting for your father? Okay.
What he's coming for?
Okay. All right. So Gemara has a kasha. Iboy luhu baal megas gayis o miklash kolish. So the Gemara wants to know, in this interaction that we have between the Baal and the Av, what's the nature of each one's hafara? Is it Megiz Gaiz? Is it a clean split? Or Miklash Kolish? Or does it spread to weaken the Tzadim of the... I said something that's already a debate between the two?
No.
What?
I think we said it slightly differently.
Well, yeah. No, that's what I want to hear. What?
Megas Gaiz, I thought, like, we didn't know exactly how to translate it, so I think Megas Gaiz, we thought it was just like that knocked out half the net.
Yeah, so why is that different than a clean split?
It sounded like it's...
I'm coming from the Lashon Ritva. The Lashon Ritva contrasted that Megas Gaiz is a Dover Amasuyim. That's why I used the Lashon of clean split. Masha'en King Liklish Kalish is that it can spread even to other areas, and it's like a disease a little bit, but it's a weakening in all aspects of the nether. The reason why I use a clean split is because that's where the Gemara Shiloh, the Nafkamina of regarding Malkus really plays out. That if you have, what's the situation? The Gemara says, Heichikame Boylon, Kegay de Nodra Mitrain Zaysin, Vishama Aras Vehefer Lava Achalsin. If since you were madir from two zaysin, so if you hold megas gaiz, so very nice, the baal is mefer. But what? But you still were over an iser. So you were like it. Yamr miklish kolish, no. If you hold that the baal zafar is mamish miklish kolish, it spreads, and it's a weakening to even the chilek of the av, so even though the av wasn't mefer, so memela, that's going to affect the malchus, and it's going to be an iser, Kain like Chatzi Shir Asimen Atayr. Right? So that's the Gemara's Nafkamina. That's one Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is going to be later on that the Rishonim are going to speak out. The Gemara finally proves from the din of Shama via Vihefil of Loisbek Baal Ishmoy Achemes, which means that the father was first Mefer, and then the Baal was not Mefer, and then the Baal dies. So the Gemara says, if you hold like Beis Hillel, since it's a za neder that now is affected, that has a klishus to the neder, so you don't say nisroikna rishus la'av, and the neder's a klishus to keneder, you can't be chayzer v'zoichebo, and memela there is no more hafara. Those are the few of the nafkaminas that come out to miklish kolish to this chakir. Just before we even get to the understanding the suffix of the Gemara, what was the case of the Gemara? So clearly from the Gemara says it has to be that there were trained Zaysin. So the Ran has a whole spiel over here. The Ran gets into a fascinating discussion about why did you need to say that it was necessarily Kezias? Why couldn't it be a Kol Shehu? We know that even a Kol Shehu L'chaira should be usher by a Koinim, right? Maksha Hoch Lama trained Zaysin. The Nakat. The Perek Shu is time. Our problem: the Bekol Shu become an Amaslake. Once, if you hold that by that Yesh Meila Bekainamus, so the Memele even a Kol Shu even a Lav Dafka Kazais. So the Ran works on this Kasha. Either it's we're talking about a Shvua, so it's not a classic Kainamus, or some of the Achronim write that over here, or it was speaking about a Karbon that would need more. And wouldn't be sufficient with Kol Shehu. And that's what Rebbe Eger over here discusses. So why do you need Kazayis for Kainamas, for Me'ila? It's enough to have a Shava Pruta. So it's very important, just Shiurim. What Shiurim are relevant to which Isurim? So Rebbe Eger points out that for Me'ila is a Pruta. So it's again, Viter, the Gemara Ran's Kasha. So why would you need a Kazayis, bump it up to a Pruta and not a Kazayis? So it's not clear if you take a shvua bedafka with a lashon achila, it could be that maybe even Rabbi Kiva Eger's premise is wrong, that a Shava Pruta wouldn't be enough, and the Yisr Me'ila would be different when you use a Lashon of Achila. So that's just in terms of why the Gemara was suggesting that Yudafka were focused on the Isser of Kezias. But the question over here is, what's the case? So I think Pash Pshat, the way the Rana explains, is that you have two Zesim, and if you Amrit Megas guy is Laka Zakdaran, then he deba faris aris paka iser the chad zaisa idach kidekoy koyva lucky ale. The other one is in its original format, and if you eat it, so then you're loika on it. Mew cave in the layadin and hamenau koy be isur lolaka ad achlatarvaya. So, but you have to eat both, says the Gemara. Why? Because we don't know which one's aser. So the kasha is, why is in every case when you eat the kezayis, the asra is asra safik? I don't know if I'm eating an iser. Maybe that's the one that the baal was made for on. If you hold megas guys, so then mamela, it should be mutter. So you should never get malchus. Why is the Gemara saying you get malchus? So elamai. It must be that we have to be understanding that, according to the Ran, that one of them is Aser and one of them is Mutter. L'chayra, we're understanding that you're eating it Shneim B'basachas. And therefore it's a Maisa Aveira that's going to be Maman of Shach that you're over. But the Mashmos of the Ran is that Chadzei says Mutter and Chadzei says Aser, that you split it down the middle. It's very interesting that the Rashba doesn't think so. When you're understanding that it's Megas Gaius, that doesn't necessarily mean that one Heftza is Mutter and one Heftza is Aser. It means there's every Zayas has a Chelek Abal and a Chelek Av. So within that Zayas, the Rashba writes. So then there's half an Isser and there's half a Heter. Half a Isser, half a Heter. Why should you, the Rashba's very mistaber, why should we assume when she's in the domain of the Baal and of the Av that any one Zayas should be to one and to the other? L'chayra it should be both, and therefore if he's Megas Gaius, so he splits on both. Just interesting, a few just ha'aras just to understand what the case is and what the Shaykh HaSimalkas is. But when one reads the Gemara, one has to really, a knee-jerk reaction is, why did the Gemara raise this Shaila specifically L'gabe the Baal? So the Ran and the Rashba both point out that it's Lav Dafka, that this was just happened to be a question that was raised in the Tzad of the Baal, but Lav Dafka. Now anytime you have a Rishon that says Lav Dafka, so it's a pretty, you're pretty sure that there's going to be Rishonim that are going to learn not like that. And it's very interesting and very telling that the Rambam only brings this down, this halacha in Perek Yud Aleph, halacha tes, the Rambam, when he brings this down, the Rambam only brings it down like the Gemara brings it down. And that's in the case of the Baal. So the Shaila is, so what's with the case of the Av? You can't really know, according to the Rambam.
Yud Aleph, which halacha?
Perek Yud Aleph, halacha tes. Nara marasa ein mefer nederea ela avim abal keechad. Vema then efer echad levado ino mufer. Hefer abal levado va'over al nidra koydem shiefer av ino leike. And what about the opposite? So what's interesting is if you look in the Korban Asanel on the Rosh and the Piskei Rosh, the Korban Asanel points out that the Yerushalmi had an entire different pshat in Var Gemara than the Bavli. Yerushalmi learned Sivkot and Gimel. It quotes the Yerushalmi. When he quotes the Ran and the Rosh that say that it's Lav Dafka, Chad Minayu Nokat. You see Sivkot and Gimel? Utmiya, Shaloi ro'a Yerushalmi alocha aleph. What did the Yerushalmi say in alocha aleph? Pshita domilsa loy hefer ha'aves chelko v'over al nidra loike. If the father was not mefer and the baal was mefer, pshita domilsa, that you get malchus. Which means what? Pshita domilsa, that the baal is megas guys. Hefer ha'av loy hefer ha'baal maushetilke. Yerushalmi learns Pufakert. Yerushalmi learns the only tzad that I have a suffix in our Gemara is what? Is where the Baal. Is whether the Baal, when the Baal is Mefer, do you say a tzad of Miklash Kolish that maybe it's Shaykh that there's not even going to be a tzad Malkus. But I mixed it up. In the Yerushalmi and the Av, that's the only tzad that there will be Miklash Kolish. But in the Baal, it's the Chpush, it says the Yerushalmi, that there's going to be Malkus. Pum Fakir from the Suffolk of Argamar. So, fascinating. And the Emes is, the Shidim Ukubetzes learns the opposite way, in our Gemara, in the Bavli. Shidim Ukubetzes says that the Av is Poshet Megas Gaius. The opposite. Why is it Poshet Megas Gaius? What would be a svara to say Poshet Megas Gaius? Because the Av, he was an independent entity. The nether still existed before in his rishos, and he was his own party beforehand. So why should we say that drastically changed? So Mamela, maybe I still should look at him as an independent entity, and his afara effect also is misuyim, that it's megas guys. Masha enkein in the baal yesh ladam. So that's just a few different approaches to just how to address the Gemara if you don't learn like the Rishonim on the page, that lav dafka the Gemara. I think it's also apparent in the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't say this clearly, but the Ritva, in the Maskona of the Gemara, the Ritva says as follows. Well, again, the Gemara goes through rayas, whether or not Miklash Kolish or Megas Gaius, and the Gemara ultimately assumes that from the fact that the Av is not Yorish after Hafara is because the Neder is affected, and Memela, since it's a Miklash Kolish Neder, so the Av doesn't have the ability to be Yorish, and he doesn't have the ability to be Mefer in a normal way, and then says the Ritva as follows. Amrina b'maikam ifligi b'shamei savar Megas Gaius, klemer shechelko shel bal misuyimu Umefer chatzia iser, right? That's the Lashon Benji that I said. Chelko, that's Megas Gaius misuyim. Ulefichach, af al pi shehefer ha'av chelko ze yomim. Kishemes ha'bal b'yom shmo yochel ha'av la'ofer also chelik shabal bo b'yom. That's Beishami who holds the father could still be mefer. Shari misuyim hu. Beinu tzorich lachzer la'ofer akol b'yachad. Ubeis hilo savre bal mikosh kolish. What does that mean? So that's the lashon of the av is machlish, the baal is machlish the koyach av. She'eino yochel lehefer ela imo. So again, you see from the lashon of the Ritva, just that diyuk, the suffix of the Gemara is apparent from the Ritva is the Baal's interaction with the Av's original bialus on the nether. How does he play into this shutfus? Is he a megas gaius on that nether that he originally had on his own? Or is he even machlish koyach av? She'eni yochel lahofer eli'imo. But again, according to the Ritva, I think it's meduyik that when the Gemara placed the suffix in the Baal, it's because the Gemara was clearing, how do I deal with this new party that's involved with the av's neder that he used to handle on his own? What role does he play with his interaction with the av? And that's now one of two possibilities. Either Megas Gaius or he's Mamish Maklish and he has a tremendous koyach that now he affects the nether even when he's gone, that he's gonna affect the hafara of the Av even after the Baal's out of the picture, like Beis Hillel says that he would affect the hafara. So again, just to point out that Lashon of the Ritva, again, is just telling that not necessarily, I think the Ritva and all these other Mahalchim, not necessarily that they were just Lav Dafking and that the Gemara Suffolk just happened to be in Baal, but that it could be that Av was a totally different story. Yeah.
We're really focused on this part of the Ritva, just he seems to present two different meanings of Maklish Kolish. He's saying either it's Maklish the Kocha Isser,
yeah,
or Maklish,
yeah, Kocha. Yeah,
can
yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no. Okay. But it is fascinating, yes. It's two Lashonos over here of what is he being Maklish.
Uh-huh. It was
right. Kocha. Right, and everything that I'm talking about in the Ritva is with Nekoach Ha'av, right. What I'm trying to bring out here, Rabbi Yisai, is that this suffix of the Gemara, and depending on how you're learning in all the various ways that I just presented, is extremely fundamental for the shailas that I brought up just in the Hakdama of the Masechta, is what is the interaction between the Baal and the Av? You have this situation that the Av at Wazoyche Benidre Bito, a father has a girl in his domain for Maisiya Diamond for all these Rishuyos, and now suddenly there's another player in the house. Literally, another player in the house. So now, what's the story with that? And do I say that they're exactly shutfin? Do I say that they're mamish? Even when the Torah says that they both have to be mefer, that it's like chatzi matirim that are now being poil chalos together? Do I say one's ikr, one's tafil, like we had in Rishonim before? Do we say that they work the same way, or that it's just one's the ikker and therefore and it's affecting the other people? This suffix of the Gemara might be very connected, and whether or not I say the same thing as I conclude or I present in the Baal, that I'm going to say the reverse, lav dafka, and I'm going to say it applies to Av, is also probably telling in terms of the role that I look at them when they're playing this partnership within the Rishon. So this suffix is a very sadistic suffix. And Benji, your father pointed this out at the end of last sugya about how many of these things might play in to the suffix of the next Gemara. But just, that's a little bit of a background. So just to get into some of the nitty-gritty from the sugya, is just one or two ha'aris that I think really plays into some of the binyonim that we've built up in the rest of the parak. So Gemara says as follows, Toshma, Emas Hayom Rumeis Habal, this is the Toshma on Samaches Med Aleph, or the Aleph of the Rambam. Emas Hayom Rumeis Habal, the Gemara is bringing a Raya to the Suffolk. Meis Habal Nisroik El Rishas Ha'av, Bizmancha, when do you say Nisroik? No, Bizmancha Lo Yishama Habal Koidim Shiyamus. When the Baal did not hear before he died, O Shishama Vishosak, O Shishama Vehefer, meaning as long as the Baal was not Mekayim and didn't do any damages, so then what? The father can still do a hafara on this. Vehefer umeis boy bayon. Zui shishaninu meis habal nisrek l'rishas la'af. So the shaila is, why did it have to say, O Shishama Vehefer umeis boy bayon? So Zokteran, the only reason it had to say that, Hadith Dani in the last round in the daf, Hadik Dani umeis boy bayoyim, Ashama vishosakoi, Didafka boy bayoyim, Dakati lekaime bal yachla avla hafer. Aval meis bayoyim shala achra lo doha kaime bal. So they're on saying no, it's a technicality. Because shtika, we know, also works as akoma, like the Gemara that is probably the next Chabur is going to be about. But the shtika works like akoma. So if the bal died, and there was time after that, and there was set in the shtika, and after the chalos of the yom, so mamela, that affected the Av's eventual afara, so you can't say any more nisreikna. So that's why I had to say meis boy bayon. Good. That's the Ran. But the Rashba points out that there are Rishonim that learn that no. The reason why it has to say boy bayon is because, if you remember, we learned that there are shitas in the Rishonim that hold that the Afaras Ha'av and the Afaras Ha'bal has to be Ba'is Hayoyim. So the Rashba says, Oh, right. So L'chor, according to the Rambam, it works very well that it's going on the entire Braisa, right? That the entire Braisa is Hashma. Emasayim Rameisa Bal Nesorik L'Rishas Ha'ah. Bizman Shaloi Shama Bal Koidim Shiyamas O Shashama V'Shasak O Shashama V'Hefer Umeis Bo Bayoim Zui Shashaninu Meisa Bal Nesorik L'Rishas Ha'ah. Right? Problem is, comes along the Rashba and he asks Abam Kasha. The Hemshech of the Braisa is very shver L'fi the Rambam. Why? Because the Braisa says, Aval im shama v'kiyem o sheshama v'shasak umeis b'yoyim shela achrov eno yochel lahafir. Right? Mashmos of the Gemara is that if he's meis b'yoyim shela achrov, then he's eno yochel lahafir. Right? Because why? Because he was Mekayim. According to the Rambam, it's not even if he was Mekayim. Say a bigger Chiddush. The Braisa should say, according to the Rambam, if it's Meduyik like the Rambam, what should the Braisa say? Avalim Shama, the Hefer or the Low Hefer? Right? Oh, it's right, the Hefer. Sorry, that's much better. Im Shama the Hefer. Still, the Av can't be Mitzarif. Why? Because the Rambam Shita is that what? The Akoma Sa'av and the Kama Sa'bal, like we learned, has to be Ba'oso Yom. This is one of the rayas that the Ramban has against the Rambam that he's wrong. That you see how far it works on separate days. And that's what the Rashba writes. V'teidelecha midikdoni b'seifa av shoma v'kiyem O shama v'shasak umeis b'yom shel achrav eni yochel lahafer. Frak the Rashba v'imisa listnei o shama v'hefer umeis b'yom shel achrav. Da'aver rabusa tvei. Say even if the Baal was mefer, still I have no connectivity. I can't be mefer with him. Why? Because they're on two different days. It's like a violation of the Rambam Safara. So how are you going to defend the Rambam from l'chora? A beferish a gemara that seems to contradict his shita on whether or not hafara of the Baal and the Av can work on different days. So Rabbi Yisai, it's very gishmak. Comes along the Gra, the Bira Gra, and his Miyasha the Rambam. His Miyasha the Rambam with the following yisoid. Nisroikna shiny. What does that mean? It means as follows. It means, when did the Rambam say that the Baal and the Av have to work on the same day, which is where they're both Kaya, and they're both being poil on the Neder? But perhaps the Rambam learned the Din of Nisraikna means, what? That I don't exist Mikoyachim, I exist Mikoyachmi. If you remember Rabbi Yisai, we brought up this chakira. This chakira is, what is the din that the Gemara introduces on our daf? That the father now has the ability that you see mechudish dafka in the direction of the Baal going to the Av. In a situation where it's not kfar hifera Av, that it's klishta neder. But it's a normal neder, and there's no klishas, and he has the ability to be zaycha. So the Gemara says a chiddush that the Av has the ability to be nisraiken, and the Baal doesn't have the ability to nisraikna. So the shaila was, what is the pshat in that nisraikna? What is the pshat in the Av Safara when the Baal is now out of the picture and the Baal dies? Is the Torah Mechadesh that he now has the ability to take on the role of the Baal plus the Av, but it's essential that both of these parties for this neder that was Bishas, Erisin, Nara Marasa, to be affected in the Hafara process, but now the Torah is just granting me to replace the chelek of the Baal? Is that the pshat? Or no? Is the Torah granting and saying, no, we can go back to square one. And we can say that no, the Av was once, this neder was totally in the Av's Rishus prior to the Baal ever playing a role in this person's life. So now too, Nisraik L'Rishus La'Av, that he could be made for a loan without taking over and substituting for the chelek of the Baal. So Im Kain, it could be, Zok the Goyim, that the Rambam held what? That the Rambam held that he's working as an independent entity. If he's working as an independent entity, so then there's no problem with the fact that the Baal, that it's a b'yoy macher, because now he's working on his own, so therefore that's the mashmos of the Braisa. It shouldn't shock us that this is Shitas HaRambam, because if you remember last week, or the last Chabura, we actually suggested that the machloikis between the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Rambam, and the din of the types of nedarim, that according to the Rambam Shita was that the father had the ability to be mefer kol hanedarim, and he wasn't limited to dvarim shebeino veina, even though the Rabbeinu Yechiel agreed at a certain level to that Shitas HaRambam, but once the Arus dies, then the Rabbeinu Yechiel says, then the father's nedarim are limited. So we wanted to know, what was the Nekudas HaMachlekes between the Rabbeinu Yechiel and the Rambam? So we suggested, perhaps, it's very much based on this Hakira of how to understand the Yisoid of Nisraikna. Because if you understand Nisraikna as that the Av is replacing the role of the Baal, but the role of the Baal is still essential, and he's just the substitute for that, so the Mamela would only be Nidarim Shebeino Leveino, Nidarim Shel Inoy Nefesh, that's the affecting even the father's role. But if you understand Nisraikna like the Rambam, then Nisraikna means the Av is made for on his own as an independent entity, so then it would work out that he could even be made for any Nidarim even afterwards. So it would work out very well within Shitas HaRambam. The MS is, it's even much, much more geschmack. Because if you remember, the first time we brought up this chabura, this was in the sugya of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara. And the Rashba actually asked the kasha from this gemara on Samachtes, that the Rashba said that in a situation of Nisraikna, there should be a violation of the Rambam who introduced this klal of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara. How could the father be mefer after the Hafara Sabal? Hello, it should be a problem of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara Lefi Beis Shammai. That was a kasha Lefi Beis Shammai that holds that the father would be able to be mefer. Isn't it a problem of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara? So the Meiri pointed out in Das HaRambam that it's not shver. It's only shver if you understand Nisraikna in that light. But if you understand Nisraikna as him existing as an independent entity, so Mamela, the Rambam Lashitoso, would never have a problem of Ein Hafara Achar Hafara. What comes out very geschmack is that the Rashba, who's asking this kasha on the Rambam, would come out Lashitoso in this sugya. And again, it's all a function of how does one understand this Yisoid of Nisraikna, and it comes out to be the Rambam and the Rashba Lishitosam in a few different sugyas, and the Rambam in every sugya comes out really Lishitosam. So that's the issue for the Rambam. Yeah, Benji.
Just to clarify, so would it come out then that if you understand this Rokna, that that if you understand this Rokna to be that the Av is now an independent entity. So then, when if he already did a hafara, and we're going to
this the maskara segamar.
Right, so he already did a hafara, and the mesha baal. Right, so
meridik. This mamish meridik is what I want to end the chaburu with. Perfect, mamish meridik. Zok the heilige ritva. Go weiter in the ritva. I didn't stress this part of the ritva. This is the ritva. And this is the Ramban. And again, I don't think you have to take every step of this Lishitosam and say A leads to B and B leads to C and C leads. But I think the line of reasoning is very much there in what Benji's saying. There's a Moiridika Chiddish in the Ritva that he disagrees with the Ran and the Rashba in the Maskanas HaGemara. How do we all learn the Maskanas HaGemara? And all the Rishonim on the page learn. Beis Hillel holds Miklish Kalish. What does it mean, Miklish Kalish? Miklish Kalish means, and therefore, the Av doesn't have the ability to be Zoycha Azan Neder, because it's a Klishus Dika Neder, and Mimila the Hafar is gone. Hafar is gone? Or now he doesn't have the ability to be Mefer as just an Av. So comes along the Ritva and the Ramban and said, we learned the Gemara wrong. Look at the lashon of the Ritva that we learned before. Elishamachlish koicha av she'enu yochel lahofer ele imo. Inami shamachlish koicha iser v'kevin she'en chelkom esuyam. Achshav shemes ein bo kedai she'av yochel lahofer oso achilik be'atzmo. Ela im hakol. Ela what? Ela im abal. Ela im abal. The efshar the moide beis hillel shemes abal v'yom shemo da'av shemefer av chelko shel bal bilchud. V'chashiv achad ha'afar kevin de b'yoyim echad hu. Shemes ha'bal b'yoyim shmo da'av, shemefer ha'av chalka shal bal b'lchud. V'chashiv achad ha'afar kevin de b'yoyim echad hu. So the Ritva, v'chein nira midivir Rabbeinu b'halachos. So what is the divir Rabbeinu b'halachos, the Ramban? It's a little different. Quotes it here. If you look at the Ramban, but it's Beferish and the Mefarish, but the Ritva is saying it in a little bit of a certain knetch. The Ritva is already entertaining that as long as I'm Mefer on the Oso Yom, I can still be Mefer. Even according to Beis Hillel. There is a Hafara possibility. And look at the Mefarish, and I think this is exactly what the Ramban and the Halachos learns, takes it one step further. Beis Hillel Omrim Eina Yochel Lehefer Chelko Shel Bal Levad Bilvad. What does that mean? Ela Im Kein Choyzer Umerfo Chelko Imo. It's exactly what Benji's saying. Yeah, I don't have the ability to what? To play as a Shutuf. We can't play the Shutvin game anymore. Because it's a Neder Klishta. But if you hold what? There's a din of Nisraikna. And Nisraikna means that what? I can exist as an independent entity. Not like the Rashba learns. So maybe one could hear exactly like the Mefarish is saying. That I can't be Mefer with him. But if I now go and I'm Mefer the Gansa Neder as an independent entity. And like the original status of a Baal, of an Av. So the Mela Hafar is still Shaykh. The Gemara is just saying that you can't now be Mefer Chatzi and Mefer Chatzi. Because it's a Neder Klishta, Zakt Beis Hillel. So Mela, it doesn't now face the same ball game as a regular Hafara Be La'av U'Labal. You can't now play the same game as Shutfin. Because it's Miklash Kalish. But who said in the Maskonos HaGemara that if I wipe it and I say, okay, let me mefer legamre, that's off the charts as well. And that's exactly what the Ritva is saying, that perhaps even in Beis Hillel, shemeis habal b'yoyim d'shmo ad'av, shemefer ha'av chalko shobal b'lchud, v'chashid ha'chad ha'afara came into b'yoyim echudu. So that you see already the Ritva is entertaining that if you have certain situations, that there would be a possibility of hafara as long as it's on the same day, that we can view it as chada hafara. But not to the extent that the Mefarish is saying. The Mefarish is saying that the Gemara is only coming to exclude if I just wanted to be mefer a chelek. We can't add a 0.5 plus 0.5 to equal 1. But if I now want to what? Be mefer and gansen in a new tire, in a new way, then I'm allowed to. Why? Perhaps that's the regular din of Nisraikna. Exactly like Benji was suggesting. Meaning, if you take this to the nth degree of this idea of Nisraikna, it would come out a fascinating chiddush. The whole Maskaras HaGemara is not what we thought. And it's not that Hafara is off the table. It was just Hafara of the usual Mahalach is off the table. And if you're just going to be made for a chelek, that's going to be off the table and that's not going to be possible. Again, I don't think everyone who holds Nisraikna like this has to subscribe to such a chiddush in the Maskana of the Gemara and to go the extent of the Mefarish. But, and if I remember correctly, I think it's in the Ramban also. But if one does, I think what Benji's alluding to is a big chiddush, that there might even be a capability of hafara that we can now be mefer if I'm being mefer the entire neder, or like the Ritva is saying, the Ritva already entertained this as long as it was on the same day, and therefore that the maskonas Gemara would change. Yeah.
What does that mean, though? Like your intent would be to be made for just the chelak as opposed to the whole thing. Like mamila, like you're right. Being made for, you only made for the nether.
You're asking what? How does the hafara change?
Yeah, like, I'm being made for the nether, meaning to the fullest capacity I can be made for. I'm doing the hafara, which hopefully is the whole thing. Like, how can you be made for like only? I'm made with my chelak as opposed to just being made for like to the fullest extent I can be made for.
Did Bob say that that automatically the original afar of the Baal kicks in at full to the full extent once you say Nikrokna?
That you don't even have to do anything?
Right.
It's impossible to say. I don't that's
once you say that Nikrokna,
that's against Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel says something was Miklash Kalish. So I would think that you would have to be Mefer again. How I play these two roles, I don't know.
Yes.
I'm not sure. It's a good kasha. Let's see if the Ramban says
like
it clearly.
In theory, like,
yeah, you're saying in the world of lumdas makes sense, but you're just saying practically, unless, I don't know, does he say I'm replacing the Baal?
Right. Like,
oh, maybe it's just Mefer Chatzi, meaning he's using the Baal's hafar. He's using his. The Gemara is saying he was Mefer, and then the Baal dies, so now I say I want to be made for the Baal's chelik. That's not okay. That's not okay. But if he's saying, no, I'm going to be Mefer, Legamre, as Kol HaNeder, then that's the...
He's saying, Sam and Duik and his Lashon.
Like, yeah, yeah. L'chayr, you'd have to say like right. that. I mean, it's clear from the Mefarish like that.
Right.
Mefer Chalko or Mefil Shnei Chalakim. Let me just see in this Ramban.
Ramban says at the end of that, it's bolded right before the bold Behecha Teshama.
Yeah. So he is being made for all of it. Right. Like the Ritva was quoting.
Right.
So that's the only knage is that.
Not Efshar.
What? Efshar?
The Ritva was Efshar.
Right. He's saying he's paskening. So you're already saying? He's saying the maskana? You can't be made for chelik. You make her hakol ke'echad. And how that works, I'm not sure what the Lashon, I guess it's a different Lashonos. But yet he says it has to be what? Bo so yom.
Right.
Read the Lashon again. Right. So I don't think the Ramban is working through Nisrokna. Or the Ritva. Right? Because if that would be the case, why would you be limited to Oso Ayom? The answer is, the Ritva and the Ramban are using...
I thought they were limited to Bo Ayom because of Beis Hillel.
They just maybe don't see this written like the Ramban.
Right, so what are they doing? So again, the Av was Mefer, and then the Baal died, and now he's saying you could be Mefer what? Hakol Biachad. But also, I own why?
I thought because it's Miklash Kalish, like Beis Hillel, that is after that, it's after the Bovayim.
But what are you limited to Obovayim? So it's Miklash Kalish. I got to redo, right?
Change the life, so right. So if you can do it, then you can do it whenever.
No. So the answer is probably because it's Yom Shomo. My Yom Shomo just started up again. But according to the Ramban, what's the pshat?
I mean, what do you mean started up again?
Meaning I gotta do it on that day because it's still Yom Shomo. For the Av.
Not for the Baal.
But I'm not working with the Baal anymore.
Right?
Right? I'm working by myself. Right? Read it to the Lashon again. Right, so what... That Lashon of Elim Kein Meis Bo Bayom.
What happens if the Meis and Baal dies the next day? So then the Ritva is ready to put him,
no? No, because the Baal was not Mefer. The Baal was not Mekayim. He's not Lo Shama.
I thought we're saying that they need once one of them for the Ramban Mekayim.
Yeah, but the Ramban doesn't hold like that.
The Ramban doesn't hold.
The Ramban doesn't hold. You need Yom Shama. You need the same day.
Gotcha.
So what is the Ramban saying? The Ramban's clearly holding. You learned the Maskana of the Gemara wrong. There is an ability to be mefer all of it on his own. But then, but why does it have to be as long as the hafar is happening on the day that the baal is dying? Meaning if I'm existing as an independent entity, right?
But if you could do it at any time, then what's
read, the right, we'll read his lashon one more time. So that's the Kudurim one. So the Ramban and the Ritva are both saying, the maskana of the Gemara is that I can't just say, be made for Chelek Habal. But what can I do? Again, this is where we're veering away from the Ran and the Rashba.
Ella in Cain, Mace Bo Bayom, Shechozer Mefer HaKol Pe'achon.
So I would just say, Elim Cain, Mefer HaKol Ke'echad. But he's saying, no, if it's Mace Bo Bayom, so the Ritva says, what was the relevance of Mace Bo Bayom? The Efshe de Moda Beis Hill, Shem Mace HaBal Biyom Shmoa Da'av, Shem Mefer HaAv Chelko Shel Bal B'chud, the chashiva chada hafara kaven de biyoim echad hu. So somehow, because the husband is dying on the same day that the father heard, now it's like able to be absorbed as the father's full neder to take care of.
The only thing I have about this is like, not, it's hard because the Rav doesn't have the words in front of him, but he says, it sounds like he's about to tell you how he could be chelak.
Right.
The chelak
habal.
Like,
right.
It's still viewing it.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't
right.
say.
Right. Right.
But you,
which is also mashma. Which is also mashma that has nothing to do with nisrokna. Right. Or unless nisrokna is working like that according to the Ramban. That he's taking up the, not like the Ramban, that he's taking up chelak habal.
It sounds like it's something still connected to the chelak.
Right. So that might be the shita of the Ramban in general for nisrokna. Which, by the way, is the shita of the Rashba and the Ran, right? In general, that Nisrokna works through the Rashba. Clearly, we saw, says Nisrokna works to be the chelek of... So, again, do I think that that possibility is there? Yes. You see Rishayim are writing it clearly. I think the Rishayim that we're learning right now is are saying something else. That the Maskana of the Gemara is different than we thought. That I think what Daniel is saying is correct. That somehow I could replace the Baal in certain limited situations where I just step in on that same day that they died and it didn't delay. But you see already the possibility that, no, even in this Miklash Kalish, even in the Maskana according to Beis Hillel, that Miklash Kalish, that there is a Hafara of the Av Legamre. Shaila is, how's that working? Is that working like the way the Ramban and the Ritva are saying that now I could replace him? Or is it working, I was suggesting that kind of like what Benji was saying, if you take this Svart of Nisrokna to the nth degree, maybe one could suggest that, no, now I have the ability to be Mefer in that Lagamri stage, but that would be Mechudish, and I don't have any Rishon that says Epiferish with that Lomdis. You'll just have the Mefarish that says that the Maskanas HaGemara was just Chelko Shelbal, but not Chelko if he's doing both Tzadim. So those are just a few different Nekudas in the very complicated Sugya of Miklash Kalish. Megas guys, maybe next time we'll discuss Shemla Behekim and the Hemshech Leimah. Shkayach.